This next question is going to start with Kyle. We're going to go Kyle, Doug, Jeff, then Ernie. In the spirit of cooperation and collaboration, who are you supporting for mayor and why?
Well, it's funny we have this, that question was asked because I was talking to Carlton prior to this little meeting and I noticed that he is not supporting me. He is supporting Aaron Clegg. So I thought, well, Carlton, you're supporting Aaron Clegg. You're not supporting me. He says, well, you know. So, well, Carlton, I will be supporting Brad Frost. I've spoken with Carlton a number of times. I want to make it very clear that me and Carlton have a good working relationship. We disagree a lot. We agree occasionally. But I like Carlton. I admire him sticking to his principles. Even though we disagree on those principles sometimes, I admire him for doing that. I'll be supporting for Brad, not because of the opposite. I'm supporting Brad because I believe that Brad is the best man for the job. Brad is unbelievably well informed about the issues facing American Fork. He loves American Fork. He's born and raised here. Him and Mr. Shelton have been around a while and have always admired their efforts, their energy, their passion for American Fork City public service. And for that reason, I'll be supporting Brad Frost, among other reasons. But yeah, Brad, you have my vote. Carlton, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's a good question. I've attended some staff meetings, or council meetings, excuse me, and the one thing that I'm impressed with the council members who will make a decision and stand by it, and instead of abstaining, they should say yes or no, and I know Carlton abstaining from voting from time to time, whereas the others have made a decision and voted. So I have to support Councilman Frost as far as being mayoral candidate. What little I know of him, I'm impressed. He seems to be a person who does want to work with people, as does Kevin. I've met with Kevin. I've been impressed with him. I've been to his home now in another meeting. He's gone out above and beyond the call of duty, I believe, to at least help me present myself as councilman. Councilman Shelton, I knew his family. I knew his grandfather, and I've got a little bit of history with him. His grandparents were good friends with my parents. And I've got a relationship with Jeff. Jeff's been quite supportive of my brother and his family and his son. So I've kind of got a connection with all of these folks, and I look forward to working with them.
I'm going to be supporting Brad. Carlton and I came in on the same ticket. We were opposed to the bond. We were tired of more and more taxes. Again, calling it a bond does not change the fact that somehow somebody's going to pay taxes to pay it. So we came in on that. I've watched both of them work in city council for the past 4 years. We've worked together. I've seen Brad go above and beyond, not just be a city councilman, but I've seen him go out and meet with people, 2 or 3 hours with groups of people. I've watched him. I've watched him perform. I've watched his calm stature. I mean, he's not excitable. He just makes decisions and he listens to people. I've seen him work with all kinds of people in extraordinary ways, not just a normal city councilman, but to actually go a little bit beyond. I haven't seen a lot with Carlton of that. Again, I like Carlton. We get along just great. But I think I'll be voting for Brad because of the way he works with citizens. And I know he'll do just like Mayor Hatfield. And surprisingly, Mayor Hatfield was way more patient with people than I thought he should be. A couple times I wanted to shut people down, and Mayor Hatfield would be patient. I think Brad would be the same way. He'd let people speak and have their opinions heard, whether he agreed with him or not, and would not shut him down. So I'll be voting for Brad.
I had the opportunity, my wife and I, to be on Mayor Hatfield's election committee for both of his campaigns. And that said, I will be supporting Brad Frost. I got an opportunity to work with Brad on the American Fork Canyon issue. I knew him before that, but I didn't know his work ethic. I didn't know how much he cared about the people, and that's why he cares about American Fork Canyon, is it because he cares about the people, not just the canyon itself, but how it affects our community. And I've had the opportunity to work with him on several water issues, and he's knowledgeable, he's well-spoken, and he loves his community, and he will listen. And I agree, I've seen Mayor Hatfield do the same thing when he would be very patient, but I've also seen Councilman Frost do the same thing when he was talking to people, when I think I would have walked away, but he didn't do that, and he set a great example for me. So Brad, I will be voting for you, thank you.
We'll pass the mic down here, we're gonna start this question with Barbara.
I agree.
Oh, no, no, no. Not that question.